to all. Today's daf is Chol in Daf Kof Yud Chesed. We're starting by the eighth line, which is the first wide line with the words Tanan Hossam. And today's daf is sponsored by the Nishmas Marsh Mem Shar Bas Biakam Moshe Hernish Shamash Shad Haven Aliyah. So we just began a discussion about Tumas Eichlin and Nevela. Nevela is Metame Bekazayas. Eichlin, which is food, can only be Metame if it's a larger shear, which is a Beitza. Now, there are a number of terms to bear in mind. First of all, we have Shomer and Yad. Shomer is a protector, such as the peel of a fruit, the bone with marrow inside, or the hide of an animal. Now, Yad is the handle, such as the stem of an apple. And we had just learned that both Shomer and Yad are able to be a conduit for Toma. If something Tameh has a Yad or Shomer on it, and something else touches either the Shomer or Yad, that thing is Tameh. As even though we just said that this din is the same by Yad and Shomer, there is a difference regarding Tziruf. We know that Nevela is Metameh Bekazayas, Eichlin can only be Metameh if it's a larger shear or Beitza, so regarding Tomas Eichlin, the Shomer is counted as part of the shear, whereas by Nevela, it's not. Now, one last thing, the ideas of Tziruf becoming Tameh and imparting Toma. Tziruf, as we just said, is combining or completing a shear with something else. That would be either the Yad or the Shomer. And becoming Tameh or imparting Toma is either called Tameh and Metameh, or what's used more commonly in this Gemara is Lahachnes and Lahaitzi. Lahachnes is to bring Toma onto itself, and Lahaitzi would be to impart that Toma to something else. Now, the following Gemara is one of those that mentions just keywords or topics, expecting the Loimed to understand their full import. So just try to halt cup throughout the whole Shak of Ataria, bearing all these things in mind. So that being said, the Gemara tells us Tanar Hasmu of Mishra over there, Maseches Oktzin. Number one, Kalshu Yad Veloy Shomer, anything which is considered Yad, but it's not a Shomer. For example, a bone without marrow inside, so it's a Yad. It's a handle for the meat that's on top of it, but it's not a Shomer because it doesn't have marrow inside. Which dinim apply to it? Tamei umitamei ve'ena mitzarif. It could contract Toma, it can transfer that Toma to something else, but it's not able to be used as its Tziruf for a shear. Point number two says the Mishnah, Shomer v'afal pishe'eno Yad, if it's a Shomer but it's not a Yad. For example, we have hide of an animal with a kezias of meat attached to it, and the hide is a Shomer, so tamei umitamei umitzarif. It could contract Toma, it could impart that Toma to something else, and it also could be joined in for Tziruf. Lastly, lo yad v'loy shomer, if this thing is not a yad or a shomer, for example, it's hair, loy tameh v'loy mitameh, it can't contract tumah and it can't impart tumah either. So we clarify these two concepts of yadais and shomer. Yadais, hechaksivi, where do we find the concept of yadais in the psukim? And the answer is, the chsiv, the pasuk says, v'chiyutan mayim halzera, when water is placed on a seed, v'nafal m'nevlasam alav, and the nevela falls on them, meaning a dead carcass of an animal falls on these seeds, tamehu lachem, it's tameh for you. What do we learn from this word lachem? Lachem, this word lachem teaches that anything that you need that's part of the seed, that's included in this din of Toma, l'rabisa yadais. That includes the yadais, which would be like the stem of the fruit. Therefore, even if just the stem of the fruit was touched by Toma, that's going to be tameh the entire fruit. Now, Ksev also says, this is specifically by Nevela, v'chiyamos mina behema asher hi lachem, if one of the animals that is for you dies, what do we learn from this word lachem? Lachem l'chol shebetzarcheichem. This teaches for any part of it that you need that helps you, l'rabisa yadais. This also is including yadais. And since we now have another pasuk regarding yadais, that's telling us lahaitzi. It's not just lahachnes. It's something tamei which touches the yad, makes the thing itself tamei, but also it's lahaitzi. If the thing is tamei and something tahar touches the yad, the tamei is imparted to that new thing. Continuing with this limud, yad lahachnes u lahaitzi. So now we're psukim for yad lahachnes u lahaitzi. Shomer lahachnes u lahaitzi leitzarcha. We don't need a pasuk that shomer is also lahachnes lahaitzi. Why is it? Because kalachem yad asi. We have a kalachem that's learned from yad. Uma yad she'ina megino machnesus umaitzia. We have a yad which is the handle. It doesn't protect the fruit at all. The stem of the apple doesn't protect the apple, but still it's machnes and mitzi toma. Well, shomer like kol shekain, the shomer of something such as the peel of the orange that protects it, for sure it would be able to be machnes and mitzi. Therefore, shomer the kasar achmad olamali. What do we need the pasuk of shomer for if it's not teaching us anything about toma being machnes and mitzi? The answer is shmai minal tzarif. It must be we learned tzira from here. Clarifying this last point, the gemara on the bottom of the previous amud had brought a brisa quoting a pasuk about hechsher zraim and explained that that pasuk is referring to shomer, and that's what the gemara is telling us now. We just said that we learn lahachnes and lahaitzi of shomrim from yadais. Therefore, this pasuk must be teaching us an additional din, namely that shomrim have tziruf; they can be combined for the shear. And now, the entire continuation of this amud and all the way into a significant part of amud beis as well is going to be discussing this very din. How do we know the din of tziruf by shomer? Who says that this limud that we just had is correct? Maybe we should have a different limud. So, the gemara tells us here's question one on this. Ve'ema, why didn't I say as follows? Yad lahachnes v'loy lahaitzi. The one of our pesukim of yadais is telling us yad is machnes toma but not mitzi, and shomer lahachnes ulahaitzi. Shomer is machnes and mitzi, because we just said before shomer is more chomer than yad. Aval yad lahaitzi v'shomer letzarif loy. But that leaves us without a source of yad being mitzi toma and tziruf by shomer. So the Gemara tells us no. Yad lahachnes loy lahaitzi loy matzis amrit. You can't suggest that yad is able to be machnes toma, but it's not able to be mitzi toma, because hashti yule ma'ayla afukim ibaya. If it's able to bring toma onto itself, do you have to say that it's able to impart toma to something else? It's not tameh, and the toma is coming onto it through the yad. So of course, if it itself is tameh, it's able to transfer that tumah by way of the yad. So this is not a valid suggestion. So Mark continues asking, "Vema, why didn't I say yad lahaitzi v'loy lahachnes?" Then the pasuk is telling me that yad is mitzi tumah, not machnes, and shomer lahaitzi ulahachnes. Shomer is able to be mitzi and machnes, avol yad lahachnes v'shomer letzarif loy. But yad being able to be machnes and shomer being able to be joined in for tziruf, that we do not have a source for. In other words, even though we have two pesukim over here, since only one of them teaches us that yad is lahaitzi, mimela we don't have an extra pasuk to teach us tziruf by shomer. It must be that our previously mud is not valid. Says the Gemara, you're right. So here we have a new suggestion. How we know tziruf by shomerim? Yad yaserik sev. We have an extra pasuk of yad. It says tanur kiram yutatz v'gaimer. That a tanur kiram they become tamei, they have to be broken. And the pasuk concludes by saying utameim yiyu lachem. So here we have this keyword lachem. What does that teach us? Lachem l'chol shabbos archeichem l'rabbis ayadais. That includes yadais. So here's our second limud that we have an extra pasuk of yad. Mailer back to square one. That from these two pesukim of yadais we learn that yad is mitzi and machnes, and we can learn a kavachemer from there to shomerim that shomerim as well are mitzi and machnes, and that leaves the pasuk of shomer to teach us tziruf. Now we just clarify this. Hey, minayim yater. Which one of these pesukim is actually extra? And here the Gemara is bringing really the third pasuk, because not only do we have a pasuk of zrayim and tanur which we just brought now, we also had an earlier pasuk brought above that was specifically by nevela, which was v'chiyamos mina behema sher hi lachem, and we had learned that lachem l'chol shabbos archeichem. So now we have the question, which we have to clarify, which one is extra? Lichtem rechmanu bezrayim v'leisu hanachmanayu. Do you want to just have the pasuk of zrayim and learn the other two tanur and nevela from it? Well, the problem with that is that mal zrayim shekein tumas meruba. Zrayim are unique; that they have a lot of different types of toma. The Mishnah itself told us that because since zrayim just means eichlim food, we know that there's many more types of toma by food than there is by nevela. So that can't be the extra pasuk. Further clarifying, lichtem rechmanu betanur v'leisu hanachmanayu. Do you want to just have the pasuk by tanur and learn the other ones zrayim and nevela from it? That can't be because mal tanur shekein tamim mavirai. Tanur is very unique. It's chomer that he become tummy in its airspace. If an ava tumah, for example, dead sherets, just goes into the airspace of the oven and doesn't even touch it, it becomes tummy. So we can't learn the others from it. Do you want to just have a pasuk of nevela and learn the others, zrayim and tanur, from it? That also can't be because man nevela, nevela is very chomer. Shekei metame adam, it's metame a person, as was the food, which is only metame food, and also metame masa. Nevela is metame just by carrying it, even though it wasn't touched. And v'tumah yotze megufa, this is tumah coming from it itself. Nevela is a source tumah, so that wouldn't be extra either. Continuing to discuss this. Fine, we don't have one pasuk as extra. Chadmi chado loy asu. We can't learn one from one. So tesi chadmi tarti. Let's try to learn one from two. Meaning we have two pesukim and only one of them is extra. So tesi, which ones would we bring? Loy lichti rachmanu bezrayim v'tesi mahanoch. Should the Torah not write the pasuk of zrayim and learn it from a combination of tanur and nevela? Well, that can't be because mal hanoch shekein matam shaloy behechsher. Those tanur and nevela, they're matami without hechsher. Tanur bezrayim. We can say the same applies to zrayim shein matam and ela behechsher. They're only matami with hechsher. We know that by zrayim, seed, produce, and even food can only become tame if it's mukhshar lekabel tumah, as opposed to ovens and nevela don't have that din. But right away, Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, he says that's not a valid question because peres shaloi hachshu ketanu shaloi negmer melachtei dami, produce that didn't undergo hachshar lekabel tumah are no different than an oven that hasn't been completed, which also can't become tame. So that's not a valid question. Therefore, we continue el par chachi. Rather, this would be the question. The reason why you're not able to learn zrayim from tanu nevela is because mal hachshu ke metam shaloi menegia. Those are metami or become tame without even being touched, as we just said. An oven, if a sheretz goes in its airspace without touching it, it's going to be tamei the oven. And the same with nevela. Nevela is a tumah that's coming from it itself. It's not touched by something else. Tamei b'zrayim, you say the same applies to zrayim. She'im etam and el menegia. The only way they become tamei is if they're touched by a tumah. So we say, okay, loy lichti rachmanu b'tanur v'teisi mahanoch. The Torah shouldn't write the pasuk of tanur, and we'll be able to learn the din from zrayim and nevela. The problem with that is mal hanoch shekein oichel. The other two, zrayim and nevela, are foods as opposed to tanur is not food. So here we finally come to the conclusion. Loy lichti rachmanu b'nevela v'teisi mahanoch. So the Torah shouldn't write the pasuk of nevela. We'll be able to learn that din from the other two, from zrayim and tanur, and therefore yad and nevela lamali. What do we have the pasuk of yad of nevela for? Im ena inyan liyad nevela. If it's not necessary for yad of nevela, tenehu inyan liyad alma. So apply it to just a general concept of yadais. Memela back to square one. Yad lahachnis, yad lahaitzi. We have two pasukim of yadais. That's teaching us yad lahachnis, yad lahaitzi. Also by way of the kal v'chomer that we had above, that teaches us shomer lahachnis and shomer lahaitzi. And therefore the pasuk of shomer is extra, so shomer litzaref, that teaches us that there's a din of tziruf by shomerim. However, we further clarify this by asking v'kati yad nevela itzrech. We still do need that pasuk of yad of nevela. You can't say that it's extra. Why? Because di lo'kas rachmanu b'nevela. If we didn't have a pasuk that there's yadis by nevela, hava mina, I would think that dayu l'bamin adin liyas kenidain. It's sufficient to that which is being learned by way of a kal v'chomer to be just like the thing that's being learned from. This is the classic phrase when we're dealing with kal v'chomers, that if I'm learning A from B, A can't be more chomer than B. Therefore, if I'm learning nevela from tanur and zrayim, the din of yadis of nevela would be limited, and I would have to say that ma hanoch le metame Adam, just like those, Zeraim and Tanur, are not Metame a person who touches them, Af Nevela le Metame Adam. So to Nevela is not going to be Metame a person who touches it, but we know that that's not true. Therefore, we do have to have a Pasuk by Nevela. You can't say that's extra. So Gemara clarifies, you're right. El Yad Nevela Mitzvah Tzarech. The Pasuk of Yad by Nevela is necessary. It's just that if you have a Shimer the Nevela who delights Tzarech. The Pasuk of Shimer by Nevela, that's not necessary. And we had mentioned this before at the top of the Amud, it was at the end of yesterday's Gemara. That Pasuk is not necessary. Why? Because L'mai Hilchos HaKatzar Rachmana, why would the Torah write something about Shimer of Nevela? Ilitz Tzarufe, if you want to say regarding a din of Tziruf, well, Amr to Loimit Tzarif, I'll tell you that there's no din of Tziruf. That's also from this Brayse at the top of the Amud. And Ulhaitzi, if you want to say it's coming to teach us a din of being Maitzi Toma, that if somebody touches the Shimer of Nevela, that's going to be Metamehim, well, Kavachimer Miyad Asi. That really was learned based of a Kavachimer from Yad, as we mentioned above as well. Elam Einin L'Shimer de Nevela, it must be. If the Pasuk of Shimer Nevela is not relevant for it itself, Tenehu Einin L'Yad de Nevela. So move on to the next relevant topic, which would be Yad of Nevela. But Ve'Meina Einin L'Yad de Nevela, if it's not necessary for Yad of Nevela, because we have an explicit Pasuk of Yad of Nevela, so move on to the next thing that would be relevant, Tenehu Einin L'Yad de Alma. So apply it to a general discussion of Yadais, Memela, back to original discussion, Yad L'Haitzi, Yad L'Hachnes. We have two Psukim telling us that Yadais are both L'Haitzi U'L'Hachnes, that applies to Shimer as well, and Memela, V'Shimer, L'Tzarif. The original Pasuk of Shimer tells us the din of Tziruf. However, Kavi Chesman, based on top, the Gemara is asking, Ve'ema, why didn't I say as follows? Instead of telling me that the Pasuk of Shimer by Nevela is not relevant, so let's apply it to Yad Da'alma, why not say that I'm Ene Inyan L'Shimer D'Nevela, Tenehu Inyan L'Shimer Da'alma? Apply it to a general discussion of Shimerim and not a general discussion of Yad. And a general discussion of Shimerim would tell me that Shimer is Machnes Toma. Memela would know as follows, Shimer L'Hachnes V'Shimer L'Tzarif, that a Shimer is Machnes Toma and it's also Mitzarif Toma, Avol Yad L'Hachnes Loi. But now I would not know Yad L'Hachnes. Now we have a new problem. This entire time we are trying to find how we have a Kavul Chimer, the Yad is L'Hachnes L'Haitzi, and Shimer is L'Hachnes L'Haitzi, and Memela we would have an extra Pasuk to teach me the Shimer is Mitzarif. Here with this question, the Gemara kind of just turned everything on its head and said, you know what? You're right. We have a drasha of Shimer being Machnes and Maitzi and Mitzarif, but now we don't have a drasha for Yad being Machnes. Says the Gemara, you're right. Here's a brand new suggestion. This is really the third suggestion of the Gemara of how we know that Shimer is Mitzarif. Says the Gemara, Ella Meikara Kiksiva Yad Achnasa Ksiva. Originally, when our first Pasuk mentioned Yadois, that's talking about being Machnes Toma. And Mimela, we could build everything from there, just from this one Pasuk. We don't need another Pasuk of Yadois, since as we said earlier on top of Amud Aleph, that if something is Machnes Toma, it's for sure Maitzi. And if that applies by Yadois, then it for sure also applies to Shimerim. Mimela, the Pasuk of Shimerim teaches us Tziruf. Hasmer, okay, this is fine. Ella Shimer de Nevela Lamali. So what do we need the Pasuk of Shimer by Nevela? We just explained what we need all the other Pasukim for, but Shimer by Nevela, it seems to be that the Pasuk's not relevant. Answers the Gemara, Ligufe, for it itself, we need to teach us about Shimer of Nevela. Further clarification, Ulamai, so in regards to what of Shimer of Nevela is the Pasuk teaching us? Elitz the Rufe, if it's telling us that Shimer of Nevela helps me Mitzarif for the Shear, that can't be because Amrit, Loi Mitzarif, you said it's not Mitzarif. That was in his brass at the top of Amud Aleph, which we had concluded yesterday's Gemara with. And Ila Hachas Lahaitzi, if you want to say the Pasuk of Shimer of Nevela is teaching us that the Shimer of the Nevela is Machas and Maitzi Tuma, that's also not necessarily because Kavul Chimer Miyad Asya, that's learned based off of Kavul Chimer from Yadais. The Gemara answers that's not a problem, you're right. However, Milsadas of Kavul Chimer Tarkav Kasav Lakra, many times, even something that could be or is learned through a Kavul Chimer, the Pasuk will nonetheless write it. And that's why we have Shimer by Nevela, even though again we learn it from a Kavul Chimer. Asking Mori Hachi, if that's so, that's something that could be learned through a Kavul Chimer, the Pasuk will write it anyway. Well, then Shimer to Alma, when we have this Pasuk of just regular Shimer, which we're learning Tziruf by Shimerim, well, Emelcha, why didn't I tell you it's totally different? Lahachnes, the Pasuk of Shimerim is telling us that it's Machnes Toma, and even though we already know that from Yadais, not a problem. Umilson does Kavul Chimer, Tarkav Kasav Lakra. I'll tell you that even though it's learned from Kavul Chimer, the Pasuk still writes it. And Memela, this Pasuk of Shimer, which we're basing our entire drasha off of, that it's teaching us Tziruf by Shimerim, maybe that whole thing falls apart, and the Pasuk of Shimer is really telling us just Machnes Toma, and even though it could be learned from Kavul Chimer, not a problem, the Pasuk writes it. The Gemara answer is no. Hechad Ikal Medrash Darshinon. Anytime we are able to darshan something out of an extra Pasuk, we'd rather darshan. It's only if we can't darshan something out of that Pasuk, and it's able to be learned from a Kavul Chimer, the Gemara says, okay, even though it's learned from a Kavul Chimer, the Pasuk writes it anyway. But if we have a drasha to learn from it, such as Tziruf by Shimerim, so we'll learn that drasha. Now, Chaviva, Amar Rav Chaviva says, answering the kasha from the top line of the Amud differently. We had said at the top line, Ve'ema im ene in l'shimer de nevela, tenehu inyan l'shimer de alma. If there's no reason to have the Pasuk by Shimer nevela, say that it's talking about Shimer de alma, and don't say that it's talking about Yadais de alma. So Rav Chaviva answers that question differently. Shani Shimer de nevela, Shimer nevela is different. It's unique. Even the Maisa Yad Ka'avid, since the way the Shimer nevela works is just like a yad. It works like a handle, even though it's a shomer. It's the skin, it's the hide of the animal. It functions just like a yad. Therefore, a yad shedinale, we can apply the pasuk of shomer b'nevela, which is extra. It tells something about yadais, because again, shomer b'nevela works just like a yad. So this concludes our discussion regarding how we know that yadais and shomerim are machnes and moitzi toma, and that specifically by shomerim, there's a din of tziruf. So let me focus on this last din, which we could say perhaps is the main one, tziruf by shomerim. And we had said that this is learned from the pasuk of planting seeds, and the general limud is, and this is from the bottom of Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, that any part of a seed which is taken out for planting is able to become tamei, and this includes the husks, which are the shomer of the pri. But now I'm asking about Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yishmael. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yishmael asks on this, what about the following mission that tells us hapitma shel riman mitzarefes v'anitz shaloi ina mitzaref, that the pitma or the pitim of the pomegranate, that's mitzaref for a shear of tumas eichlin, that's basically the top part, maybe it's the flower that comes out the top of it, but the nates, which is the part of it that grows on top of that, that's not mitzaref. But v'amai, why is that, asks Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shmuel. Why is even the pitim of the pomegranate part of the din of tziruf of toma? Kari kan, I should say as follows, kol zera zerua, any seed which is planted, v'leka, and this is not so. Really, the seeds of the rimain aren't planted. The way to plant a rimain tree is actually to take a branch from a pomegranate tree and plant that into the ground and not take the seed. So you're right, even though the pitma of the pomegranate is its shomer, but since it's not planted, in fact, you say that's part of tziruf for tumas eichlin. Vasu, another question, hadinan, that which we learned in our Mishnah, ha'arva, roita, v'kefa, v'chulu, a whole bunch of different things we mentioned in the Mishnah, mitzarif latami tumas eichlin, they're mitzarif for tumas eichlin, minolon. How do we know this? This has nothing to do with anything that's planted. It's referring to parts of an animal that are mitzarif together for tumas eichlin. How do we know that from the pasuk of shomer? It seems like it's just talking about seeds which are planted. So then we're clarifying, you're right, el tlasa kreik sivi, there's really three parts of this pasuk. What does it say? Al kol zera zerua asher yizorea, which loosely translated means regarding any seed which is planted. Well, we see these three, the shyness of zayin resh ayin. What does it teach us? Chal l'shomer d'zrayim, one's referring to the shomer of zrayim themselves, of seeds, that's our original drasha, and also v'chal l'shomer d'yulonos, one's regarding the shomer of trees, that would be the din of the pomegranate that we just mentioned above. Idach l'shomer basar beitzim edagim, that everyone's telling us about the shomer of meat, eggs, and fish, that those also are considered shomerim in regards to tziruf of tumah, and that would be our Mishnah source. So that answers that. Now going on to discussion of yadais. Amar v'chiyah bar ashi amar rav, yesh yala tumah v'ein yala hechsher. There's a din of yadais for tumah, but not for hechsher. We know what din of yadais for tumah is. If something tameh touches the yad, that makes the fruit tameh, but not for hechsher. We know, as we mentioned previously, that in order for produce to be mekabel tumah, has to be mukhsher, has to be made susceptible to mekabel tumah, and that's by becoming wet. So rav says there's no din of yadais lahechsher. If water touches the stem of the apple is not mukhsher mekabel tumah. However, Rabbi Yochanan says, yesh yad l'tomo ula hechsher. Not only is there yads for tomo, but also for hechsher. Ask the Gemara Michael Miflegi, what's his machlokes, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? So Ibai say Masvara, Ibai say Makra. Either you could say it's a Svara, or you could say it's a Pasuk. Ibai say Makra, if you want to say it's a Pasuk, so we'll explain as follows. Let's just read the Pasuk inside. It tells us, v'chiyutan mayim al zera, when water is placed on seeds, v'nafal min v'lasam alav, and from the nevela, their carcass falls on it, meaning tomo touches the seed, tamei hu lachem, it's tamei for you. So what would their argument be regarding the Pasuk? Mar sava, Rav holds, mikra nidrish lefana, v'loy lefana fun of, that the pasuk is darshan right before it, but not 2 steps before it, and that means at the end of the pasuk, which says, tamei hu lachem, it's tamei for you, we can only darshan the part of the pasuk that immediately precedes it, v'nafal min v'lasam alav, so that's a din of yadais for tuma. We're not able to darshan lifnei fun of, the part of the pasuk, which is 2 steps before, that would be, v'chiyutan mayim al zera, that's a din of hechsher, we can't include that in this drasha, so there's no din of hechsher by yadais. Whereas in Marasav, Rabbi Yechon holds, mikra nidrish l'fun of, v'lifnei fun of, the pasuk is darshan before it, and 2 steps before it, so when it says, tamei hu lachem, we can even apply the first part of the pasuk v'chiyutam ayim al zera, so we also see hechsher by yadais. Or by saying alternatively, we could say svara, that they're just arguing svara. Marisa Rabbi Yechon holds hechsher tchilas tomahu, that being machsher something to be mekabel tomah, that really is the beginning of the process of it becoming tameh, therefore we say hechsher by yadais. Whereas Marisa Rav holds hechsher lav tchilas tomahu, that hechsher is not the beginning of the tomah process, it's something totally separate, maybe it's a necessary prerequisite, but it's not actually the beginning of tomah, therefore there's no yadais by hechsher. Now talking about Rabbi Yechon, we have Rabbi just like Rabbi Yechon, the Rabbi tells Beferush, Kashem Shiyash Yad Lutoma, just like there's Yad for Tuma, Kachyash Yad Lahechsher, there's also Yad for Hechsher, and Uchshem Shem Kalm Tuma El Shiyash Lashu, the same way the produce can't become Tuma until it's detached from the ground, Kachem Kalm Hechsher El Shiyash Lashu also can't undergo Hechsher until it's detached from the ground. We're not going to get into that discussion. Bottom line is, we see a raya for Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to stop for a day and pick up tomorrow, continue with another machlag as Rav and Rabbi Yochanan about Yadais, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.